Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're booting up the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending April 8th, 2017. While our winning streak had to end sometime, we get no new songs in this week's hit list. Let's open in fifth place where The Weeknd and Daft Punk hold with I Feel It Coming. The Weeknd has a new song partner. Hold on for details. It's coming, but they're not there yet. I Feel It Coming from The Weeknd and Daft Punk stalls this week in fifth place. It looks like The Weeknd will turn up on Lana Del Rey's next album. He reportedly wrote and will sing on the title track for her upcoming album, Lust for Life. Now, the pair have worked together three times before, all on Weeknd albums, but this would be his first guest stint on one of Lana's projects. Migos and Lil Uzi Vert slip a slot to number four with their former champ Bad and Bougie. Why did Migos just cancel a show in California? Stay with me.
It's Bad and Bougie, bad, cooking up with a Uzi. My n***a's a savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My n***a's Bad and Bougie, bad, cooking up with a Uzi. My n***a's a savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Migos and Lil Uzi Vert stepped back a slot to fourth place with their platinum hit Bad and Bougie. On Saturday, Migos had to cancel a show at the University of Southern California after the Los Angeles Fire Department stepped in. The rap trio finished only one song before authorities shut down the show for overcrowding. At least one person was reported hospitalized. Taking over third place are Zayn and Taylor Swift with I Don't Want to Live Forever. Taylor is dealing with a stalker. Stay with me for more.
I don't want to live forever, 'cause I know I've been living in vain. And I don't want to fit wherever. I just want to keep calling your name until you come back home.
Zayn and Taylor Swift rebound a slot to number three with I Don't Want to Live Forever. Stalkers are an unfortunate fact of life for many celebs, and Taylor Swift is no exception. Early in March, police arrested Mohammed Jafar on charges of stalking and burglary. He'd reportedly showed up at least four times at her New York apartment over the previous 2 months. He was held on $20,000 bail, and a judge ordered him to have no contact with Taylor. Bruno Mars remains in the runner-up slot with That's What I Like, but here in the real world, Bruno's on the move. Hold on for touring details.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Bruno Mars stays stuck in second place with That's What I Like. Last week, the Hawaii native kicked off his world tour in Europe, and that's where you'll find him through mid-June. After that, he rests for a month before resuming his tour here in North America. Altogether, Bruno's on the road into mid-November and likely beyond. How long can Ed Sheeran keep the singles crown? It's hard to say, but go ahead and chalk up a ninth week for Shape of You. Ed's hinting at even more new music. Stay with me for details.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran lords it over the Hot 100 for a ninth total week with Shape of You. Although his Divide album is only 1 month old, Ed hints that even more music is on the way. He tells the London Sun that he recorded material during a 2016 visit to Africa and says a song he did with singer Fuse ODG and hip-hop duo R2B's is planned as a single. Whatever next week holds, I plan to be on hand, and I hope you will too. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.